Biden's labor market, 1.9 million fewer Americans working, 2 million foreign workers funneled into U.S. jobs. By John Binder on February 17, 2023. At the end of 2022, 1.9 million fewer Americans were working than in 2019 before the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, while President Joe Biden's administration has funneled 2 million additional foreign workers into United States jobs. A new analysis from the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, shows that in the fourth quarter of 2022, close to 2 million fewer native-born Americans were working in jobs compared to the same time in 2019, while 2 million foreign-born workers have been added to the workforce compared to the same time period. For more than two decades, the number of native-born, working-age Americans in the workforce has declined, CIS notes. There has been a decades-long decline in the labor force participation rate of the U.S.-born of working age, 16 to 64, from 77.3% in 2000 to 73.5% in the fourth quarter of 2022. Emphasis added. If the labor force participation rate for the working-age U.S.-born in the fourth quarter of 2022 is what it had been in the fourth quarter of 2000, then 6.4 million more people would be in the labor force. Emphasis added. In particular, the analysis finds that the decline in the labor participation rate among working-class native-born Americans is especially pronounced, dropping to 70.3% at the end of last year compared to 71.4% in 2019, 74.8% in 2006, and 76.4% in 2000. Working-class native-born American men, those without a bachelor's degree between 25 to 54 years old, had only an 83.7% labor participation rate at the end of 2022, declining consistently since the year 2000. By focusing on adding foreign workers to the labor market, the Biden administration is ignoring efforts to get native-born Americans back into the workforce, instead adding millions of foreign workers to the labor market, which adds pressure, particularly for working-class Americans in terms of finding jobs and securing higher wages. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.